The U.S. Department of Agriculture is conducting tests on an animal suspected of having mad cow disease. The animal had what the USDA calls inconclusive results on a rapid screening test. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
In June, the USDA began an expanded surveillance program for mad cow disease. The idea was to get a better sense of how much, if any, of the disease there is in U.S. cattle. Since the program began, USDA says 113,000 animals have been tested. The program involves a rapid screening test and follow-up testing if the screening test is inconclusive. Today, USDA's Andrea Morgan announced in a teleconference with reporters the third inconclusive screening test since the surveillance program began.
Inconclusive results are a normal component of screening tests, which are designed to be extremely sensitive so that they will detect any sample that could possibly be positive.
Morgan said there will be no additional details about the animal being tested until, and unless, the confirmatory test comes back positive. But she did have one reassuring piece of information.
It is important to note that this animal did not enter the food or the feed chain.
Confirmatory testing will be done at the USDA's National Veterinary Services Laboratory in Ames, Iowa. That testing will take 4 to 7 days to complete. If the test does turn out to be positive, it will be the second case of mad cow disease confirmed in this country. The first case was detected last December on a farm in Washington state. USDA officials say they have adopted stringent measures to keep mad cow disease from gaining a foothold in this country. Restrictions on animal imports and new standards for cattle feed appear to have kept mad cow disease at low levels, if it is in this country at all. Still, just the possibility of another case of mad cow is troubling for the beef industry. Sensitive negotiations are currently underway with Japan, an important trading partner, over import restrictions placed on U.S. beef after the first case of mad cow was discovered last year. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.